Ganz herzlich möchte ich auch heute Morgen alle
willkommen heißen. We welcome this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have come this morning to this place to hear what the Lord has to say unto us through His Word. And I hope that we have come with an open heart, with an open ear, so that the things fall into our hearts. And the Lord prepared us. Now we start by singing from this little song booklets. Song 27, At the Cross, Hymn 27. Also, song number 26, Come to the Savior, and then Brother Schmidt will read us a word. Song 26.
Thank you.
you. I also, from my side, I would like to welcome all of you, and I wish all of us, from the riches of His grace, wishing His blessing. This we need, and this He promised unto us, and He is with His blessing present. I have to give you greetings this morning. A brother phoned me, and firstly, he greets all of you in the name of our Lord. Secondly, he is thanking for the grace which was also granted to him and his family, because they can also witness and experience by picture and sound. They can witness the atmosphere and are thankful to God. We also, from our side, we are also thankful to God for this possibility that people near and far, all over, up to the ends of the earth, they can witness and see what God is doing, and as He confirms His word. For this we are grateful to Him. But this is all our desire now. This is our wish, that this saving message is not only here for a witness, but for the glorification of His name, so that many, many who hear it, that they can receive it, and that they find their way into eternity. Praise and thanks be unto our Lord. Please excuse me, I read one verse, which we sang from song number 27. The second stanza says, "The body slain, sweet Jesus thine, and bathed in its own blood." Take me, receive me, Jesus. This is all what I can do. May the Lord give us grace, that we recognize, as He says here in the second
verse,
"Then I saw what the love of God means." Did I recognize it? Did you recognize it? What the Lord has given to you by dying on the cross for you? We all know what He cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was, of course, not His trouble, but it was your and my trouble, our trouble, which He cried out there. We know we were the forsaken ones, but He came down to us. He humbled Himself and has given us grace so that we can take His place now, because He has taken our place then. And for this we are very grateful to Him. Last night we already heard, and I would like once again come back to that, what is written in Psalm 73. For it's of course Lord. Last night we underlined it. And nevertheless, it is very important to me, so precious to me. Verse 23. Psalm 73, verse 23. "Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee." My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. How is it with us? Can we also say it like this? But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Praise and thanks be unto our Lord, that we know He, whom the builders rejected, He became the chief cornerstone upon which we can build, upon which He builds and which we are fitted in the building of our Lord. The psalm writer continues in Psalm 139, we all know it. I would like to read Psalm 139, verse 17 and 18. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Praise and thanks. That we know, also we, all of us, we are called to recognize. And He let Himself be recognized for us. And I can say, for us, for me, how precious are Thy thoughts, O God, unto me. Are they precious to us? The psalm writer says, how great is the sum of them? Can we measure the sum of God? No, but by the grace of God we can. We know what He did for us. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. And if you say it the other way around, if I wake up, you are still with me, with us. And for this, we are grateful to our God. Today, we have a child dedication. Now we will stand up for prayer. And after the prayer, we ask that the parents are coming with their children to the front. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the grace and mercy. Lord, who can measure it? Who can count it? My God, You alone are the one who made everything well, O God. We thank Thee that You are always with us, with Your people. So we ask You, Lord Jesus, bless us here. Bless all who are listening in all peoples, tongues and nations, O God, all over. Lord in heaven, we thank You for the possibility which You have given us. Lord in heaven, Your word shall be carried. O Lord, You have said for a witness, but we ask You, Lord Jesus Christ, let it not only be for a witness, but call out those who let themselves be called out from all this confusion. My God, I thank You that You are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also this hour, we bring unto You into Your presence, before Your feet, before Your throne of grace. We ourselves bring us, and we ask You, come into our hearts, let the word of grace be for an anointing for us, for the glory of Your name. Please anoint Your word, anoint the lips through which You will speak, but give us also grace to open our hearts, to receive and to praise You for it, our God and Lord, in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us sing a chorus. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is the Lord. And then the parents are coming. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God,
you have given
this son David to our brother and sister. And for this, we are grateful to you with all our hearts. Children are a gift of God. Time and again, a confirmation that you are the Creator, that both the natural and the spiritual life you are giving. You have blessed my brother and you have blessed my sister. And they would like to bring you, return David unto you. Receive him, O Lord, according to the word of the scripture. Let the children come to me and suffer them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Dear Lord, receive David. We consecrate him unto you in your wonderful name. David, be blessed throughout all eternity. Be God dedicated in Jesus' holy name. Bless our dear brother and sister and bless the child. Be with them in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We are happy with you. Then we hear now a child's dedication in the Romanian language.
Stăpâne, Doamne, te rugăm în numele lui Iisus Hristos, pe micuța Sara, s-o binecuvântezi tu, tu ești acela care fraților noștri le-ai dăruit-o, este cadoul din partea ta, Doamne. Doamne, ți-o încredințezi ție, pentru timp și veșnicie, tu să o păzești, tu să o ocrotești, tu să-i dăruiești sănătate, tu să o crești pentru slava numelui tău, binecuvântează-l pe Gabi și soția lui, tu să-i țin harul tău până la revenirea ta. Ascultă-ne, Doamne. În numele lui Iisus Hristos, Domnul nostru. Amen.
God bless you.
Stăpâne, Doamne, și pe micuțul Ianis îl aducem înaintea ta. Doamne, tu ai spus că tu ce binecuvântezi rămâne binecuvântat pentru veșnicie. Te rugăm în numele lui Iisus Hristos, paza și ocrotirea ta să fie peste micuțul Ianis. Doamne, tu li l-ai dăruit, tu să veghezi asupra lui, ți-l încredințăm ție pentru timp și veșnicie și părinții să-i binecuvântezi, să-i ții credincioși pe calea ta până la revenirea ta, în numele scump al Domnului Iisus Hristos. Amin.
Let us sing a chorus, brother, as we remain standing. They come from the east and west. And then we ask our brother Didier that he comes, that he prays with us. They come from the east and west.
Seigneur, notre Dieu, notre Père.
Lord, our God and Father.
Nous te sommes reconnaissants parce que ce matin encore une fois de plus tu nous convoques.
We are grateful that we can be here this morning in this service.
Pour parler au travers de ta sainte parole.
You will speak to us through your holy word.
Pure, non falsifiée, que tu as envoyé dans cette génération.
Thy pure, unfalsified word, which you have given to this generation.
Puisse avoir sa complète préparation.
Because your bride has to experience her full preparation. Give grace, Lord, that we can look into the mirror of your word. That we cleanse all our spots being washed in your word so that we are ready for your glorious return. For you have decided to present yourself a church without spot or wrinkle. Nothing what can be blamed. Pure and unaccusable. We thank you for that what you decided to do. And we have the assurance, the certainty that you will work it by your power. Bless your people. Bless your servant. We are in great expectation. And we believe that you are present and you will do great things this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I would like it best to sing, Oh, I want to see him, him who died for me. Today, we would like to welcome especially those who are here today for the first time. We have one brother here from Abidjan. Where is our brother from Abidjan? Yes, this is a very fine gentleman, a high-ranking man. And we appreciated his help. And especially from Abidjan, you all know, we have given you a very good report. There, the TV stations and the official people, they welcomed us so that we should return again. God bless you. God bless all who are here today. If we start from the left to the right,
we have
all of Europe gathered here from all neighboring countries, brothers and sisters who are gathered here. We have also a very good news today. Brother Rus and Sister Rus, they are listening, they are tuned in, they are watching. They can witness now the service, and Brother Rus is greeting all of you. For this, we are very grateful. God bless you, Brother Rus. God bless you, Sister Rus. God bless all who have now tuned in, who are listening, and who are experiencing. Then we received an email from Australia, email from New Zealand, email from Italy, email from Finland, from Namibia, from all over. The people either phoned us or they wrote us an email from Nairobi, from Kinshasa, from the various cities and countries. The brethren either phoned us or they sent us an email. Then it would be announced, as already the last two times, God willing, always the Lord willing. And if you are still on this earth, there is an Israel trip planned from the 6th to the 16th of April. We ask all who would like to come with us that they quickly register, because the number will soon be full. This time we take only one bus. When 48 persons are registered, then all the others have to wait for the next time. Then I would like to announce the Turkey trip. If there's interest for it, and if at least 20 persons would register to visit all the biblical places, beginning from Ephesus to Laodicea, then please let us know about it. Then I would like to read from the sermon of Brother Branham, the restoration of the bride tree. Just a few sentences, just a few passages here from the prayer. May your almighty omnipresence, may your spirit in the power of your resurrection be manifested in each one of us. Grant it, Father. Our hope is alone in the blood of Jesus Christ and in his righteousness. Therein we are built up spiritually. Bless the word which is being read. We thank you for the message this morning, for the living message which is given to this dying generation. We thank you with all our hearts, Lord. O God, take our hearts, fill them with joy while we ponder about these things. Keep us under the anointing of your Holy Spirit in the days which are before us. Lord, bless your church and help me, Lord, while I go to bring the message to other people. Let us stand together as one man, as one family, praying together, living together in the unity of the Holy Spirit until Jesus comes and until he takes us into his glory. We ask all this in his name and for his glory. We notice from this prayer the desperation, the cry in his heart, the most deep desire, the longing that God may speak to us through his word and that he can reveal his will unto us. Here, I read also this passage. I took the dictionary in the Webster to look it up, what restoration means, and I found out that it says to bring it back to the original owner and to bring it back into the original condition.
The
original
kann erzwungen werden. Gewaltig. Kann erzwungen.
It can be claimed. It can be because there's a promise for it. And God fulfills every promise. Then it says here, it continues, this meaning is powerful. It means to bring it back to the original owner and to bring it back into its original condition. And then, once again, the emphasis. If such a claim is here, if such a right is here, then the restoration can be forced, erzwungen. On this earth, if there was a judgment, then comes the judge, and then must be done what concerns the affected ones. Then one or two sentences more. He must do it because we have the advocate of God, the Holy Spirit. We are going on our knees and we say, it is thus saith the Lord. He has to bring back because the Holy Spirit forces him to do so. Every promise of God is yes and amen. It's just so nice when we know that it is our divine right which is ours, that the church, before the return of Jesus Christ, that it experiences her restoration by his grace. And only then, when we are not happy with the situation in which we are now in, but when we say, Lord, it is unbearable to look at those things. And we want that it happens now. And then we can force the kingdom. We can violently force, because we have the promise and we believe it with all our hearts, then the two sentences. When Satan tormented you with sickness, then you have the right before God to claim the divine right and to claim and to say, by your stripes, we are healed. We need a faith which is anchored in the Word, not a faith hanging in the air somewhere, but a faith which has the focus in God and in the Word. And then the heaven and the earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever. Now, a couple of lines here. When people are sick, then they are not in the right condition. Yes, something is then not as it was and as it should be. Then Brother Branham continues, then we have the right to claim our rights, standing on it. That's how it is written. By your stripes, we are healed. That's how it happened on the cross of Calvary. It is finished. That's how Paul said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He wrote it, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Brothers and sisters, these are divine facts on this earth. And we will not be happy with anything what is not in line with God and His Word. And only then we can be happy when we see and experience the fulfillment of the promises. Then, Brother Branham continues and emphasizes once again, by His stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. We have the right to make use of this law. The lawgiver is the Holy Spirit Himself, the advocate of God. He is here so that it happens. And then Brother Branham says, amen to it. Brothers and sisters, we have much reason to thank the Lord that He has called us together from near and far to speak with us directly, to bring us into our right condition, bring us into connection with God, into fellowship with Him, and into fellowship with one another. In the prophet Amos, we have in chapter 5 the admonition which concerns Israel, and then also the transition which is shown to us for the New Testament church. Amos chapter 3, verse 5, 6 and 7. Amos 5, verse 5, 6 and 7. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest He break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. And then the ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Verse 10. Our Lord felt it as the first one. The scribes, they had nothing better to do than to oppose him. Until, perhaps one shouldn't express it this way, until he really got hot angered and he had to say to them, your father is the devil and his works you are doing. From the very beginning, there were two different lines. Since Cain and Abel, there are these two lines. The ones believe, and the other ones don't believe. And as we saw yesterday from this nice drawing, by the way, somebody phoned me, and he asked me, whether we can show this officially, as we showed it yesterday, with these three circles. We really said briefly, the outer circle, then the second, and then the soul. Either believe and live, or doubting and dying. Either being connected to God or rejecting God. One of the both is only possible. May God in the deep inside, here, deep in us all, may he work in it what is well-pleasing before him. My son, give me thy heart. Also this, we have said and heard many times, with the mind one argues, but with the heart one believes. Here, once again, the verses 14 and 15 in Amos chapter 5. Verse 14 and 15. Seek the good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. When we claim that the Lord our God is with us, then it has to be confirmed, it has to be vindicated, then it has to be manifested. The claim doesn't help anyone. It must be proven. With our Lord, it happened. He could say, if you don't believe me, then believe the works which are happening here. And then we are reading in Mark chapter 16 that the Lord was with his disciples and that he confirmed the word. Brothers and sisters, we have the divine right to the fulfillment of every promise. We have the right that God in these days is with us as he was at the beginning of the New Testament church. If we believe today, as the scripture says, and if we go back into the origin, in doctrine, and in the faith, then it has to be, and it will be manifested, because God promised it. In verse 15, Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. We could read a large number of scriptures to all these subjects. And we all know that the unbelievers are bypassing the word. They are all having their own ways and their own doctrines. Now, one word from the prophet Amos, chapter 9. Amos, chapter 9, here it says, from verse 9, for I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor confront us. Brothers and sisters, no one can feel himself, can be sure, neither the church nor the people of Israel. It is all about the obedience, that we are doing what God has said in His Word, with Israel, making a covenant. And God gave the rules in this covenant, what they may do and what they may not do, what serves, what belongs to the obedience and to the disobedience. And the same we have it for the New Testament church, that the rules and guidelines of the faith and also for the personal life are made firm. God will only judge according to His word, not according to the opinions of men. But of course the Lord promised in verse 11, in Amos chapter 9, verse 11, in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. And God watches over His word, especially for our, before our eyes, especially since 1948, He fulfilled this word. When Ben-Gurion called the state of Israel was, and the flag, the Star of David, was put up. Here, verse 14, in Amos chapter 9, and I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. Israel, a natural country, a natural people, difficult ways they had to walk as no other nation on the earth. And the Church of Jesus Christ goes also the most difficult way which can be walked on this earth. I've said it already yesterday. Because of the Crystal Night, 9th of November, 1938, when all the synagogues were destroyed, and when the murders went on, and when the concentration camps were filled with the Jews, brothers and sisters, this was something very terrible. But if you then read in the fifth seal, then God has seen it. And all these martyrs, he has written them in his book. He has given them all a white garment. Because they were only murdered because they were Jews. And therein is also the question, or the question is connected to it, which was directed to me very newly. Will the Antichrist, will he be a Jew? Absolutely impossible. Totally impossible. Because the Antichrist is, according to 2 Thessalonians 2, he is the lawless one. The lawless one. The people of Israel is the people of the law. God himself came down on Mount Sinai and has given his law to his people. It's very important, especially for the ministering brethren, when such questions are addressed to them. Please, receive it once for all into your hearts. The Antichrist is the lawless one who lifts himself above everything what is called God or what is worshipped. You can all read it, not only in 2 Thessalonians, but also in the two verses especially, yes, verse 3 and verse 7. The lawlessness was already present, and then the lawless one will be manifested. Please, let this thought never come into you that the Antichrist is a Jew. This is the invention of the Jesuits in the Counter-Reformation. This all can confirm who know church history. But brothers and sisters, to us it is actually about more, not only about the corrections to pass them on, but the Word of God to bring the whole Word unto the lampstand, Old and New Testament, to let them count and to be led into all the truth. Let us go back to the beginning. God made a covenant with Abraham, and he truly has chosen the church before he has chosen Israel. In Abraham, all the kindreds of the earth should be blessed. And whoever goes to Galatians 3, he can find out that in Christ, the seed of Abraham, all nations, all kindreds of the earth have been blessed. We are coming back now to last night. Brother Schmidt also mentioned it just now, from Psalm 73. And to this, I would like to read from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18. Ezekiel, chapter 18. Here we are reading verse 31 and 32. Ezekiel 18, 31 and 32. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die? Yesterday, we were reading, we can read it again today. Create in me a clean heart, O God. But then comes your contribution to it, that the old is put off so that the new can be manifested. And if it is written here very clearly, let us read it once again. Cast away from you all your transgressions. So cast away everything. By what you transgressed the word, cast it away from you. And to speak with Paul, put off the old man, so that you can put on the new man. Cast away all your transgressions. That what cannot stand before God must be thrown out of the heart, must be thrown out of the life, so that the new can be manifested. Cast it away from you and make you a new heart. God makes it in you and in me. But you have to agree. You have to say yes. And that what is transgression is sin. And God has given the law 430 years after he has given the promise to Abraham to redeem us from the lawlessness, to convict us of iniquity and lawlessness, which is sin. So the word is addressed to all of us. And again, we are looking into the mirror to put off what is not belonging into it, what is not right before God. Friends, I never felt like to be a moral preacher. I seldom spoke about it, as Brother Branham did it many times, that he told the sisters about the clothing, about the behavior, about everything he had to tell. He told them what had to be told to them. But friends, I hope to be understood properly now. We are living in a time where the godlessness and that what is false, what is not right, that it has really a high, like a boom. If it is correct, then yesterday in our country the first program went on for the homosexuals. The first program for homosexuals was shown. I'm asking myself whether by this to us and to the whole world is being shown, shall be shown, that the time as Sodom and Gomorrah is going on in full swing, where people don't know anymore what is correct. God has created man, and in the Garden of Eden he said, it is not good that the man be alone. I will make him a helpmate which is around him. And just as God said it, when a man commits adultery with a wife of another man, they should be both stoned. And then God said, when a man lies with a man as with a woman, then both shall be stoned. One has to read this. And then one has to speak it out clearly. And one has to say what Paul has also written to the church at Rome. No sodomite will inherit the kingdom of God. All the people can do what they like. Recently, there was also the parade, the love parade in Jerusalem. And let it be complained to God. Yes. Shall one say it here? In New York, a synagogue for homosexuals. It is unbelievable what is going on the earth now. What good is the reading of the Torah, of the Talmud, of the Mishnah, of the Gemara? What good is the reading of all these books? What good? And therefore here, the word. Cast away the old man from you. Put off everything what doesn't belong into the heart, what doesn't belong into life. Put it off. So that God can create the new in you and that it can be manifested. God has an order in the natural and God has an order in the spiritual. But only when the heart is purified from the old things and if it was created new, then we will have the possibility to differentiate and also to have the respect in us and we will know that God will only be pleased in those who submit under His word, who walk and who are found in His will. And therefore, this serious word, clean your hearts, clean your lives. Why do you want to die? In the transgression we die. We have to come out from all transgressions and we have to be washed in the blood of the Lamb and purified in the word of truth, sanctified. Verse 32 in Ezekiel 18, for I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. And then we are coming to Isaiah 53, where our Lord, where it's written of him, who has believed our report, who has believed our preaching, who has received the prophets, who have heard the prophets through whom God, through which God spoke. All were very sure and all remained in the hardening of their hearts. They walked on, bypassing God and His word. The Lord calls out His church into the divine creation order, into the divine plan of salvation order. Everything has to be restored. Here, in Isaiah 53, verse 1, who has believed our report? Who has believed the proclamation of the prophets? And then, especially the prophet Daniel says, your people murdered your prophets. They didn't hearken to them, but they remained in the hardenings of their hearts, walking on their own ways. Please don't take a risk here. Let the grace remain grace. There is one denomination which especially in Africa, where the preacher tells the people, we are in the time of grace. You can live as you like. because it's grace. The grace of God was given to educate us in the righteousness so that we live sanctified and godly already in this world. The grace of God was, of course, not given so that we mock it, but that we make use of it and that the new heart can be manifested in us. In John chapter 12, our Lord, and just remember, just think about it, our Lord had to recite the word from Isaiah 53. He had to experience it personally, this word. John chapter 12. Here it's the verses 36-38, where we are told that the Lord has spoken, that he has healed, that he has done miracles. And behold, they didn't believe. And why did they not believe? Why? Because they hardened their hearts. When God is gracious to us, then he gives us a heart which receives, a heart which believes. And therefore here, in these verses, in John chapter 12, they could not believe because the prophet Isaiah prophesied of them that they would have hardened hearts. Brothers and sisters, when David prays, create in me a pure heart, and when the prophet says, make yourself a new heart and cast away all things which are an obstacle to you, then we should take heed to it. And we should thank God for it. I read John 12, verse 38, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? If already with apostles and prophets, then perhaps one could understand it, that people thought by themselves, oh, whom we know, oh, this is a man which stays amongst us. Brothers and sisters, in that moment where God speaks out a calling and gives a sending, a commission, then the man is not anymore the man whom we know, but a man sent from God with the word of God addressed to the people of God. But here, it affected our beloved Lord. What a pity that the people at that time rejected their Messiah, for whom they waited 4,000 years. They didn't recognize him. They rejected him. And by this, the word was fulfilled of the prophet Isaiah. Let us read verse 40 also. In John 12, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them.
Ich sie nicht heile.
This is the lot of those who don't believe God, who didn't recognize the day of God's visitation and who didn't recognize the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, but who are remaining in their traditions. Friends, brothers and sisters, we are of course not only looking back to that, what happened 2,000 years ago. Let us look into our time. Has not God, after 2,000 years, has He not confirmed His word in a supernatural way? Was not the attention drawn of the whole world? Was it not drawn to the supernatural? Has not even King George the VI from England, has not called Brother Branham so that he might pray for him? And he was in the Buckingham Palace and he was praying for King George. Have not all the leaders of this world, didn't they know what God was doing in our time? And again, we see the leadings of the Almighty God. There, a brother Frank, in December 1969, on the flight from New York to Tucson, he has to make a stop there in Washington. And he seeks and seeks. And it was 11:15 this in the morning to find this religious hall of art in which this picture is hanging with a pillar of fire above the head of Brother Branham. And behold, I've seen it. I was holding it in my hands in Washington, in the Hall of Art. Yes, in December 1969. God didn't work in a corner somewhere in Bombay. In Bombay, it were 500,000. In Durban, it were 300,000. Go to Finland. He goes to Sweden, to Germany, to Switzerland. He goes into the countries. Just go there, in which Brother Branham worked. And behold, also, the great religious personalities, they didn't find grace before God. They didn't turn away from their own programs and they didn't recognize the day of God's visitation. All are building up to this very day. They are building their own kingdom within the kingdom of God. And behold, their hearts are hardened. They have eyes and don't see. They have ears and don't hear. And who are you? Who am I? Who are we? That God has turned to us His face. That He speaks to us face to face. And that He has given us the Spirit of Revelation by His grace. He has anointed our eyes. And therefore it is written, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear. God has given the connection in Christ with mankind. And friends, also this was on my heart, that we understand the biblical order of the positions of our Lord, that they're doing it with respect and fear. When the Holy Scripture shows us our Lord as the Son of Man, then we see Him beside God. That's how our Lord said it. He shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of majesty. When we see him as the Son of God, as Lord, then he said, I and the Father are one. One just has to take heed to it. As what did the Lord reveal himself? When it is written in 1 Timothy chapter 2, there's only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. This one has to respect. We could have never taken out from mankind, and we could have never been placed into our divine position if the Lord would not have left his glory and if we would not have become man for man's sake. For me, the subject of the Godhead is just so precious. When he reveals himself in his manifold ways, and when we can see him, just take the areas as the Lamb of God, he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Behold, this is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. As high priest, he went with his own blood into the most holy place. On the resurrection morning, he says, don't touch me, for I am not ascended yet to my Father and to your Father. And in the evening, he was already together with his disciples. And Thomas, he could put his hands into his side. The blood was on the mercy seat. Forgiveness, grace, mercy, salvation was given unto us. Mediator of the new covenant, you're and my advocate. You don't have to go to any priest to make there any confession. Jesus Christ is the high priest. Speak with him about everything what concerns and touches your life and your heart. One songwriter sings, tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is all in all. He is the Lamb of God. He is mediator. He is advocate. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. The Son of Abraham. Son of David. He is King. He is Judge. He is all in all. Alpha and Omega. The first and the last. And we are respecting every word of God. And the nice thing is that we can place it biblically. Here, in Romans, chapter 10, we have also very special words which Paul has left unto us by the Holy Spirit. Romans 10, from verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And now the emphasis is again on the believing heart. Verse 10 in Romans 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. The revelation falls into the heart, into the new heart. And with the mouth, we confess what became great in our hearts. Verse 11, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. We have the song in the German language, no one will be put to shame, whosoever trusts the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let us summarize today. Let us have new courage today. Let us trust the Lord. He has taken the responsibility. And let us say it once again very clearly. God Himself, He has taken the responsibility for it. Every promise which He has given to fulfill it. Until up to the new heaven and the new earth. When the time will be no more, but when eternity will start. God has taken the responsibility for the fulfillment of all His plan of salvation. Let yourselves be placed and positioned into this plan. Submit under the mighty hand of God. And then we have to say it once again, God is in no religion. You all know, if one is traveling a lot, and especially in the various eastern countries, if one then stays overnight in a hotel, the ones have the holy book of Buddha, the others have the holy book of Confucius, and whoever travels into other countries, he finds the Quran, and he finds the Gideon Testament. All the religions are presenting their programs. God didn't present any religion. God personally became man in Christ Jesus. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory. And as with Abraham, so also we want to do it. Thanking God. When the Lord, in Genesis 17, verse 17, appeared to Abraham and gave him the promise, then he fell on his face and he laughed. He laughed loudly, laughed loud. And he thought by himself, I, old man, I shall become daddy. He was just laughing, but he believed. Brothers and sisters, it's better to believe and to laugh than not to believe and to be sad. So, let us decide ourselves what we want to do. Who has believed our message? To whom was the arm of the Lord revealed? Also this, we can emphasize time and again. Whoever believes the divine message, to him the arm of the Lord will be revealed. He sees the right hand of God exalted. He sees it. That God not only took him by his hand to give a new heart, but He casts away from his heart, from the old heart, all the obstacles so that the new life in him can be manifested. Brothers and sisters, God has given us much grace. We didn't emphasize it this weekend so much, but The end of all things is really at hand. Perplexity on all levels. Governments, states, banks, companies, all are in trouble. And how does it go on? If one has heard such a couple of things, then one knows where the direction goes, where the journey goes. Now, the word from Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Romans 10, verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believeth.
He has
actually written the same word as in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5, Christ, the end. Actually, the word goal is written. Not the word end is written, telos. The word telos means the final goal. The final goal, namely that what should come around through the law, and what would happen through the law, namely the conviction of sin, and then by the grace, the going in into the righteousness of God. For Christ is the final goal of the law, and in Him we are totally delivered. In Him God received us, has forgiven everything. We are living and believing in this time, as the scripture says, let us thank the Lord God with all our hearts. Also for this, that we can believe. Faith is a gift. Who has believed our report, our message? To whom was the arm of the Lord revealed? Let us remember, before we close, let us remember the 11th of June 1933, at around 14 hours in the afternoon, when Brother Branham in the Ohio River was baptizing about 300 people after the first evangelism which he had outside of the Baptist Church. As he was about to baptize the 17th person, then he prayed, O God, as I baptize in the water, so may you baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And in that moment, he hears a mighty voice saying, look up. And again, second time, look up. And as he looked up, when he looked up, he saw the supernatural light, which all have seen, all who were present there, more than 4,000 people. And out of this light, the voice sounded, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message which will forerun the second coming of Christ. God has taken the messenger home, but the message is left to us. If I can just say this very humbly here, on the burial day of Brother Branham, really, no one on the earth knew how things will go on. No man on the earth knew. No one knew how things will go on. More than 2 hours, our friend from Tucson, with all the brothers and sisters, they were singing and singing, only believe, only believe. And on the wings of a snow-white dove, again and again they were singing. I write it now in my circular letter. If God would not have taken care that on the same evening, on the 11th of April, 1966, when I came back into my hotel room, I didn't know it. I didn't know it, how things will go on. If I write today or say that all the other brothers went home with a buried hope, and the world would have never known anything about the end time message, then I also have to confess here, I also didn't know how things will go on. It was the most saddest day of all my life. I wept bitterly. But God knew. God knew how things will go on. And when I came back into my hotel room in the evening, then it happened that the Lord directly, He reminded me on the 2nd of April, 1962, now your time has come to give out the stored in food. I also didn't know it, but God knew it. And for this we can be very grateful to Him with all our hearts and with all our souls. We can thank Him. God always knows how things will go on. Also in our time, He makes a way where there is no way at all. Everything is foreordained. Everything God holds in His hand, His counsel, also with the bride church, it will be carried out. And all who belong to the bride church, they will search the scriptures. And the Word will speak to us. And the Spirit will convict us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And then please remember what Brother Branham lined out in this sermon, the restoration of the bride tree. We have the divine right, based upon the promise, to claim that what God has given, what He promised, that it becomes true in all of us. We are standing on the promise, and God has the responsibility for it. To fulfill the promise. To turn the hearts back to the fathers. And we remember the word, Acts 3, 21. Him the heaven has to receive until the times of restitution of all what God promised from the very beginning. God has given us an overall view of His plan of salvation. And also about this, He opened our eyes. He opened our hearts so that we can place the ministry of Brother Branham biblically and not going beyond the scripture, but that we abide in the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, in the summary, let me once again emphasize, based upon the things which are now happening, we can really lift up our heads, for we know that our redemption is drawing near. We know that we have arrived at the end of the end time. And time and again, we are giving the invitation to all who want to dedicate their lives to the Lord. And then the invitation to all who don't believe the message of this time yet. Brothers and sisters, don't ask for more time to think about it. The time to think about is over. Today, if you hear his voice, don't postpone it to tomorrow, but today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Also here, we have to put off all the arguments. We have to cast them away, making our hearts free of all things, to then can believe as the Scripture has said. And finally, in the restoration will happen that what God promised. As sure as he watched over all at the beginning, what happened then, so sure he's watching now at the end of the time of grace over that what is happening now. And please believe it and accept it. God has given us the great privilege to experience the last phase of the plan of salvation, the last phase of his divine plan of salvation, to recognize it, to get it revealed, and to have part in it. Therein is fulfilled, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Therein a number of promises are being fulfilled, and promises, prophecies. When we experience our completion at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let it be said here in closing, before our bodies can be changed, our heart has to be changed first. Create in me a pure heart and cast away all that what is an obstacle, as we have read it in the prophet Amos. Both things are happening. God is doing his part, which we cannot do, but he doesn't take, put off the old man and put on the old man, the new man, which is created after righteousness and true holiness. Receive it by faith and thank God for it. He himself, he will make all things well. He will bring it to pass. He will give you and me the grace to recognize what we have to put off on our side, so that he on his side can do all things what he promised. He, the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who has become our God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Him, to him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Perhaps the sisters are coming again and sing us the same song. Everybody liked it very much. Let us sing Just As I Am. praise and thanks be unto our Lord.
Der Bräutigam kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort. Wacht ihre Lüsten, wacht immer fort. Zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort, wachet, der Herr kommt bald.
Amen.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt, wer recht es bedenkt, hält seinen Blick zum Ziele gelenkt. Nicht in das irdische Treiben versenkt, wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt, ihr wisst es zuvor, richtet nach oben Auge und Ohr, richtet den Sinn, die Herzen empor, wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt, wird über Großes dereinst gesetzt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen.
Amen. Where is it written? Matthew 25, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. Revelation 19, verse 7. Blessed and holy. Blessed and holy. Brothers and sisters, if you believe with all your heart that the bridegroom has chosen us and you and me for his bride, then just say Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
By this it remains. Please take greetings with you to all brethren who could not come with, beginning with the Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia, Austria, Italy, Switzerland, France, Belgium, just into all countries. Take greetings back to Africa, to all our friends who are not only listening by the hundreds, but who are listening by the thousands, and who received the message, believing it with all their heart. Before me, there is a very large missionary trip. And I'm honest now. After 50 years, I'm of course no more 25, as it was 1958 the case. But I'm also in an advanced age, and the travelings through Eastern Africa in July and through West Africa in August and to the Far East up to Australia in September, and just now the many journeys actually bodily, I'm a little bit weak now, but the word of God remains the same, and it will accomplish for what he has sent it for. This time, after a long time, it goes to Windhoek, to Namibia. For the first time, it goes to Swaziland, and then also to Durban, to Port Elizabeth, Johannesburg, and Pretoria, and Cape Town. And every day there's an airport, every day a meeting, and really, it goes from place to place, from country to country, and from city to city. We will take greetings with us. Greet in Romania. Just greet all over. We, as the bride of the Lamb, we have been called out from all peoples, tongues, and nations. We are gathered as God promised it to Abraham. That's how it becomes true in our days. Brother Müller and Brother Momcilo, just recently they made a trip to Serbia, up to Skopje, to Macedonia, and God has also opened new doors there. With Brother Maynard, in the year 2000 I was there, and God has given new contacts, and also for this we want to pray now, that the Lord is calling out the last ones from all peoples, tongues, and nations. Yes, from all religions, that he may call them out. He will call them out. Remember me in your prayers. Remember all the brothers who carry the same word in all tongues. And I don't only want to mention Brother Fitzek now, I want to make him a compliment, but in the email, be it from Australia or be it from New Zealand, The writer made the remark, thank this brother for the nice English into which he translated. So we actually can thank all the brothers who translate into the Czech, into the Polish, into the French, into the Spanish, and into all the languages into which our brothers are translating today. Also Italian, yes, so that all are blessed. And also for this, God has taken care. Did we decide it this way? Did we even knew it? That there would be ever a time where also brother and sister Rus can tune in, witnessing everything. And the people at the sunrise in New Zealand, they can hear us. And all over the world, they can witness and experiencing. God has taken care for it, that all the languages are present here, and that all the world can be looked after. You who don't speak German yet, firstly, we translated our songs in three languages, but most people are learning a language, either German or French or English. All the Slavic languages, they have to decide themselves which of these three languages they want to learn now. And then we can all sing with or sing after your own melody. Just sing according to your own melodies. But please sing with all your heart. Is this not nice? One heart and one soul. Let us be ready. Let us love one another. Let us pray for one another. Let us tame our tongue. And let us not grieve the Spirit of God, but let us walk on forward by faith. So may the Lord be with you, with all of us, until the next first weekend in December. How fast the time is running. Have thanks. Thank you that you have come. Before empty chairs, one could not preach. With empty chairs, one could not convince any man on the earth. And with the Lord, the multitudes were gathered. And the Lord says, gather me, my people. There where the divine message goes forth, there the people of God are gathering. And the words of God, to hear the words of God. Let us pray. Lord Almighty God, together we are lifting up our voices and we thank you with all our heart for your word, for your grace, for every revelation. Let us be ready. Let us watch, watching and praying, that we are ready to escape all things which will come upon the face of the earth. And it will come. It will come. And it will come very soon. But before the day of the Lord breaks forth, before the judgments will hit this earth, you have kept your word. You have sent your prophet to bring us back to you, to bring us back to the word. You have turned our hearts. And for this, we are grateful to you, that we can believe with all our heart and that we can confess it with our mouths. Precious Lord, give to all my brothers and give to all my sisters the grace that what they believe with their hearts, that they confess it to others with their mouth, that they confess it to others. And please be with them. Give them grace and wisdom to choose the words, to choose the tone, not to discuss, but just to say a couple of sentences in love, and then to leave it up to you, the Almighty God, whether you will work in these people, whether they would believe and accept, or whether they would disbelieve and reject. Precious Lord, may your word on this weekend, may it have fallen into our hearts, not in the second realm, but in the most inner of our souls. Praise the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has forgiven us all our iniquities, all the sins, all the transgressions. And he has given us eternal life. To you, the Almighty God, the only God which there is, to you be the glory and the adoration and the praise, now and forever. Lift up thy countenance over all of us and give us your peace. Please don't forget, Lord, to save the last ones, to add them, and to reveal yourself unto all of us. We thank you for all the promises. We thank you for your speaking. We are thanking you for your working also on this weekend. To you be the glory. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. We give all the glory to Jesus. And all of us, we say, Amen. Shake hands with, just say, God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Until the next time, please come and invite others.